This call is being recorded.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is Ian and Evan at FantasySportsUS.com, and this is our weekly NFL podcast, Week 12. just keeps rolling. Anyway, how you doing, Evan?
Hey, it feels good to be back. To all the listeners, I will give a little bit of advice, not fantasy sports related. Get a flu shot. Get a flu shot. It's not fun. And last week was just borderline miserable. I missed you guys.
All right. You know what? Let's get right into this. Let's break this up. Let's do a Thursday overview of Thursday. We can run through that pretty quick, and then we'll do Sunday's games. I just want to let everyone know the over-unders have dropped incredibly with Pittsburgh and Indianapolis. It's down to 47.5 from 53.5, and that's because Andrew Luck's out. Their backup quarterback, just so everybody knows, he's been in the NFL for 6 years. He has two starts in 6 years. In those two starts, he has one passing touchdown and five interceptions. So if you want to use him, you know, go right ahead. But I wouldn't. Anyway, what do you like today?
Well, it's funny that you say that with Scott Tolzien. I mean, yeah, he's not good. But, like, on FanDuel, he's the stone cold minimum at $5,000.
I get you.
It's Pittsburgh. You got to remember, it's Pittsburgh. Now, I didn't look at who his starts were against when he did start, but the Pittsburgh defense is terrible. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Everybody knows this. Their secondary is brutal. Their pass rush is brutal. I mean, it's just not a good defense. And I know the line is dropping. I think Vegas has got this one wrong. I think this game is going to end up shooting out for some reason. Tolzien only has to give you a touchdown and 150 yards passing to hit value. And by rostering him, you get everybody. I mean, everybody in your lineup. Now, I agree with you. I will not use him in a GPP at all. But in cash, I'm going to use him.
Okay. And who's he? You know that Moncrief pulled a hamstring yesterday. You know that, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So,
okay. so he may not go.
Yeah. I mean, I get all that. I really do. But T.Y. Hilton, it's just a good matchup for him. I mean, all Tolzien has to do is get him the ball. And, I won't use him in GPPs. In GPPs, I'm gonna go with Dak. I'm gonna go with Dak. His price range. He's gonna be the forgotten guy. Everybody in GPPs, I think, is gonna go with Tolzien, believe it or not, because they're gonna want to get everybody, all the big name stars in their lineup.
I
like Dak. Dak gives you anywhere between 18 and 23 points a game. He's done it all season long. He's Mr. Consistent. And you know what? He might be in line for a very big game against Washington.
Yeah. No. That's a Dak. I love Dak. I mean, a lot of people are on Cousins. I just can't go there. I mean, I know he's hot right now, but it's a divisional game. It's in Dallas. I think Dak is the way to go if you're going to play that game.
I got a hot take for everybody. With as far as the Redskins go, I'm not going to roster anyone from the Redskins this week. Not one player. And I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to do it. They just played a tough game, late night game on Sunday night,
8:30. Yeah.
You know, it was a tough game against Green Bay, and the turnaround time is less than 3 days to get up for a division game on Thanksgiving. I don't see it. The body, I just can't see them being up. I can't see them being prepared for this one.
Yeah.
Physically, I can't see them prepared for this one.
I agree with you. Totally agree with you. You like anything else Thursday before we move on?
Yeah. Sneaky value. Now, I don't know if this is a FanDuel play, but a DraftKings play. Whatchamacallit, the Detroit running back, Theo Riddick, is a pass-catching machine as of late. You're getting him at a wide receiver two value, basically, with running back upside. Now, again, I don't know if I'll do it. I won't do it in cash because I'm going to pay up and put the two studs in. But in a GPP, I like Riddick a lot today. And I also like Antoine Bolden a lot today. I don't think people are going to be on these two guys, and these guys could bring you at home a GPP today.
Yep. That, two good calls. Two really good calls.
How about defense? Who do you like today? I don't know where to go on defense.
Oh, defense, I just like two teams. I like Detroit defense and Minnesota defense, both of them. Both those defenses I like. In fact, I'm probably I'm leaning towards using Pittsburgh, not their defense, but their offense. I just think I know everybody says been on the road and this and that, but I'm not going to use Brown in GPPs. I'm going to use Rodgers and I'm going to use Green with Roethlisberger as a stack. That'll be an incredibly low stack because everybody's going to use Brown. Brown's great, don't get me wrong, but I think just the way that his game's going to go, I don't think he's going to see as many targets as he usually does. So between Bell, Rodgers, and Green is, I think I'm going to do a four-man stack in that game and take a shot.
Yeah,
Know,
I can see that.
just as a little contrarian. I'm not, don't get me wrong, Bell's great. I mean, he'll be in all my cash games. But as far as the GPP, I think Eli Rodgers is your sneaky guy today.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Targets are going to be up. The only concern I would have with Ben in this game, it's not even about splits. It's not even about home and away splits because the Colts defense isn't really that good. What I'm concerned about is they're going to run the ball down the Colts' throat
That's true.
with Le'Veon Bell. Colts run defense is one of the worst in the league. If Pittsburgh does get up on a lead and a decent size lead, they're not going to have to pass as much. And that's why I kind of like Tolzien going back to it again. You could see Tolzien get a lot of garbage time stats in this one. I mean, I think the Steelers are going to, when I said it's going to shoot out, I didn't necessarily mean that the Colts are going to be part of the shootout. I think Pittsburgh's going to put up over 30 points on this. Maybe the Colts put up 14 or 17 or stuff like that. That's what I meant by the shootout. I think Pittsburgh could put up 40 in this game.
But you see here. Okay, let's go back to game flow here. Okay, you're right, but the problem I have with Cuisine is that Indianapolis front offense, that front line offense is horrible, and Luck had so much trouble this year. If you notice the pressure, Pittsburgh's gonna pressure this guy. I think, and here's a bold call: he's gonna get sacked six times today. How's that?
Could be,
Six
could be.
times.
It's definitely possible. The only thing, again, being a Steelers fan, I know their defense is decimated. That Hayward is out. There's another guy that's out. The linebackers, you know, oh, man, I just know what Pittsburgh does. I'm not saying they're not going to get pressure. I'm not saying they're not going to get sacks. But I think Tolzien will do just enough to pay off his value. And I don't even like Tolzien, but it just seems like the right way to go with it. Again, for cash only,
Yeah,
not in a
no,
GPP.
I understand your theory there. No, definitely. All right, so let's move on to Sunday. What do you got for Sunday? What quarterbacks?
Let's start with quarterback, I guess. I got it narrowed down to five guys. I'll give them to you guys in no particular order, and I'll tell you why, and then I'll tell you who my favorite is, which is gonna probably surprise some people. Carson Palmer against Atlanta is a no-brainer for me. Atlanta gives up almost 30 points a game, and they're gonna use this game, I think, to try to get Carson Palmer going again. This is a game where maybe they won't need to use David Johnson a gazillion times, although they probably will. So I like Carson Palmer a lot. Eli Manning against Cleveland. I mean, everybody throws 300 yards against Cleveland and three touchdowns. So I love Eli in this matchup, and I can't believe I'm saying I love Eli. Cam Newton against Oakland. Again, it's a playoff game type situation. Cam is very cheap, 7,800 on FanDuel. I like him a lot. Angry Brady against the Jets. That's always a theme. Although I don't see really possibly using him because on FanDuel he's 9,100. So, you know, I do like him. I just don't think I need to pay $9,100 on a quarterback. And my favorite quarterback, probably going to surprise people, is Russell Wilson this week. He's only $7,500 going against Tampa Bay. I watched the Seattle game the last 2 weeks. That offense is back. And Russell Wilson looks healthy for the first time this season. He was running the ball. He looks like vintage Russell Wilson. He's probably my quarterback in all formats this week.
Totally agree with you on Russell Wilson. His last 3 weeks on FanDuel, 24.8, 26.5, 26.3. Last 3 weeks in a row, he's paid off over 3.5 times. Definitely a great
7,500.
Call. Yep. Great call. He's only up $100 from last week. And he's going against Tampa Bay. I think he's definitely a lock for me for my cash games.
Yeah, industry is not up to snuff with him. Everybody's going to focus in on these other spots. I mean, Eli Manning, that he should do well, but he's Eli Manning.
He's too inconsistent for me for cash.
Cleveland could get their first win. I'm kidding.
No, The Cleveland's gonna lose every game. I can't see that.
Yeah, they're gonna lose.
They're
gonna lose. Absolutely.
No, I like. I do like Aaron Rodgers on DraftKings. He's 7,000 on DraftKings. I like him against Philadelphia, and I think that's a Monday night game. So that's gonna be. You know, folks, that Monday night game is 47.5. Green Bay's at Philadelphia. Both teams need to win that game desperately. That could be a very interesting game because every player in that game is going to be low owned because everybody's going to be loading up today on Thursday and Sunday. Nobody's going to be looking at that Monday night game. So if you're playing a Thursday, Monday slate, use that Monday night game. There's some interesting picks in that Monday night game. There's one guy that I like, a wide receiver for the Eagles, and you heard it from me today, Dorial Beckham. They have no wide receivers, this team. And Beckham looked really, really good last week. I think he even scored a touchdown. He's like, I don't know, close to minimum price. So if you're looking for a flyer for Monday night in your tournaments, throw Beckham in there. And I'm not talking about Odell.
Yeah, Wentz seems to like him. I was watching some of that game, and he was going more and more towards Beckham Green, especially. I mean, I don't know if it was garbage time or what, but he was going
He just
more
looked
and
good.
More.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he looked good. And yeah. So, you know, again, tournaments, not cash, tournaments. All right, let's move over to running back. What do you got?
Well, running backs against Cleveland's a thing. So it starts and stops with Rashard Jennings this week. Okay. I can't believe I'm saying Rashard Jennings, but it starts and stops with him for me. He's going to be a building. He's going to be a big part, big building block in my lineups. He's only 6,600 on FanDuel. Gives you a lot of flexibility. So if you go low there, you can pretty much pay up in a lot of other positions. It's no issue. David Johnson, of course, he's the Arizona offense. He play David Johnson no matter what. This matchup is more juicy than last week's matchup of Le'Veon Bell versus Le'Veon Bell was in against Cleveland. This matchup is a better matchup against Atlanta. So play David Johnson. Don't forget about Jay Ajayi against San Francisco.
He's
the worst run defense.
He's expensive. He's 8,400 on FanDuel.
Yeah, but San Francisco's the worst run defense in the world. So, I mean, for me, it's probably David Johnson and Jennings. But I could get talked into Jay Ajayi. And the only thing about Jay Ajayi I want to bring up is Miami's offensive line is a little beat up. They lost a couple of starters. You might want to think twice about him. He's not a cash play for me because, like Ian said, he's expensive. And, yes, he's had some good games, but, you know, he's only done it for about 3 weeks. Well, actually, I'm talking a lot of garbage here. He's had 3 or 4 outstanding weeks. But San Francisco is just terrible. So factoring everything into it, I mean, I think he's a great tournament play at his price, because I think people will go up to Johnson or go down to Jennings this week. You know, I'm a cash guy, so that's where I'm at. The other sneaky guy I like Melvin Gordon this week. He's a fan. He's just been a DFS stud this year, and he's been kind of quiet the last week or so.
Yeah.
So people may forget about him. So for me, Johnson and Jennings and cash, Ajayi and Gordon in tournaments.
Yeah. A lot of people have been talking about Jeremy Hill because Bernard's out. And here's my problem with using Hill. They are going to be stacking that box because they have no other way. Green is out. Bernard's out. Where are they going? You know, Eifert has looked terrible. I mean, I know they got, what, Boyd out there, the wide receiver. But they're going to stack that. They're going to shut Hill down. And that's why, and he's going to be popular. A lot of people are going to be using Hill this weekend. I probably will not even have him on any of my lineups. And that, but the reason being is that they're going to be stacking the box and
zero exposure for me on Hill. And I'll throw a suicide pool reference in. I love Baltimore this week.
Oh yeah,
I love Baltimore this week. Cincinnati has nothing. I even think their quarterback is a little banged up as well. So it's they oh boy.
Yeah, I do like Thomas Rawls for GPPs. He's coming back this week. Sheer volume on that offense with Seattle. He's 7,000 on FanDuel. Who, Rawls?
I felt like the whole Seattle running back core got hurt last week.
No.
Oh,
he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fine. He's going to be playing. I don't know. He should be on the field for. Let me look at the numbers here. Last week he had 14 rushing attempts. Only 57 yards in his first game back. He scored 10 and a half points. So, I mean, just GPPs. I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about cash. Cash, I agree with you on Johnson and Jennings. So, all right, let's move over to wide receiver. What do you got?
Okay, well, Julian Edelman is lock and load for me against the Jets. The Jets, as we all know, they're pretty stout against the run. They'll funnel Brady to pass, even though I think New England will be stubborn and they will run the ball somewhat in the game just to set a tone. Edelman should get a gazillion targets, especially with Gronk being out again. So he's my favorite wide receiver on the slate. He's cheap, 6,400. His price didn't go up.
Yeah, I see that. Yep, I see that.
So he's my number one wide receiver on the slate. Again, it gives you a lot of roster flexibility. If you want to pay up at running back, there's no reason why you can't do it. If you want to pair him with Brady, I don't have a problem with it. The other receivers, well, with the slate being funky, like you on Thursday, you have a lot of the big offenses going. You got Pittsburgh, you got Dallas.
Yep.
It's watered down the main slate a lot. So
you got the Atlanta Arizona game that's 15.5 points.
You know what's interesting?
Nobody's talking about Matt Ryan this weekend.
Yeah, because he costs too much.
I haven't heard his name once.
you know what the problem is? Arizona has a good defense. And I'll tell you why you're not hearing Matt Ryan. I was looking at his log this morning just to take a peek at things. They really don't want to throw the ball, Atlanta, unless they have to. They want to run the ball. And the reason why I'm not on Atlanta and more on Arizona side of things is Arizona's pretty good against the run, and they're also pretty good against the pass. Julio Jones is going to get the Patrick Peterson treatment, and they just don't seem to pepper him with targets this year the way they should. And being that Julio costs what he costs and Ryan costs what he costs, I don't really want to go there.
No, that makes sense. I can't do it.
I mean, maybe because, again, I'm a cash guy. We all know this. If Evan is saying I can't do it in GPP because it might make sense. But I can't go there. It's the other receivers I like are really like mid-level guys. I like Amari Cooper against Carolina, even though Carolina's defense has gotten better, like Cooper. Mike Evans, sheer volume of targets like him. Michael Thomas against the Rams. Breeze is going to throw the ball all over the place. They're not going to really be able to run against the Rams. And then the two other guys, I got one high-priced guy and one lower-priced guy, both in the same game. Odell Beckham against Cleveland. Yep, I'm picking on Cleveland again. Manning does distribute the ball, but number one wide receivers do absolutely phenomenal all season against the Cleveland defense. So I don't mind Odell, even though I don't think I'm going to be paying up there. And then I don't mind Terrell Pryor at 6,900 on FanDuel. If he needs salary relief, he's going to get targets. He's healthy. You might see a little Wildcat in there as well. It's a home game. They're only down by – the spread is 7 points. It's stood at 7 all week, maybe 7.5. So Vegas thinks the game should be somewhat competitive, and Cleveland's going to try to win a game, even though I don't think they will win one. And Ian doesn't think they're going to win all season. I don't mind Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, no, Pryor's got a lot of talent. Pryor's going to be a highly sought-after free agent this year. I mean, he's a free agent. He's going to get a lot of money. I like this guy. I really like this guy. My two cash game wide receivers for this week, and I'm locking them into all my cash games, is Edelman and Doug Baldwin. And those are my
Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, Doug Baldwin's only 6,800 on FanDuel, and Edelman's 6,400. That gives you a lot of space to get some nice running backs and a good QB in there. You know, the other guy I love is Mike Evans. Like, so for 7,900, 6,400, and 6,800, you're getting three really nice running wide receivers for your cash games.
You're gonna have a hard time spending all your cap.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can actually see what I like doing is I like playing a Thursday, Sunday, 50-50 on DraftKings, not on FanDuel because of the swap, but on DraftKings. And the reason being is usually not this week, but usually the Thursday night game is not a high scoring game, and a lot of people play the game just to watch the game, and you have such a huge advantage playing a 50-50 Sunday, Thursday, Sunday on DraftKings and using Sunday games. But this week I can't do it because, like you said, the high over-unders on this two of those three games. So, you know, but anyway, where I'm going with this is that I can use Bell and Elliott and probably get these three receivers in there on a 50-50 Thursday, Monday game. And that's, you know, that's going to be a nice lineup.
Yeah, you could probably do that. Could probably do that.
Yep. All right, let's move to tight end.
Okay, well, the reason I wasn't on Doug Baldwin was because I'm on someone else in this game, Jimmy Graham. I love Jimmy Graham this week. He seems to become a focal point of the offense again. Tampa Bay is just not very good in the secondary. People look at games like the last couple of weeks, and they haven't given up as much points as they usually do. This week is going to be different. Bold prediction, Jimmy Graham, two TDs this week.
That's a bold prediction.
I love Jimmy Graham in this spot. Huh?
That's a bold prediction.
Yeah, two TDs in this spot. I love him in this spot. Other tight ends, I don't like to pick on Denver, but if you're going to pick on Denver, Travis Kelce seems okay. He's 600 less than Jimmy Graham. Again, this is GPP only, but he'll be a pivot. People don't like to roster receivers from Kansas City if they don't have to because – oh man, the coach over there is just a moron. He's
It's tough.
Don't get me wrong; he's a great coach, but he's stubborn as cement. He'll run the ball 50 times, even if he gets stacked up 50 times. He'll just do things that drive fantasy sports players mad. He doesn't want to throw the ball unless he has to. So you know, Kelce, if you're going to attack Denver, that seems the way to go. They shut down wide receivers. So I don't mind Kelce. Antonio Gates, again, his price is up, but all he does is catch touchdowns, so I don't mind him at 6,000. And CJ Fitterwitz, if he's healthy, I don't mind him at 5,200. He seems to be getting a lot more action these days. So those are my tight ends, but Jimmy Graham stands heads above the rest for me.
Yeah. I just want to mention a tight end that's playing today. If Diggs is out, Kyle Rudolph becomes a huge asset because Bradford's got nowhere to go. So keep monitoring that game. Diggs is out. Kyle Rudolph's a great play today.
I saw the update this morning. He's listed as highly doubtful.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It's another tight end to keep an eye out on. Nobody likes to play him, but he's been on fire the last couple of weeks. Is Witten.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for cash games.
For cash games, I don't see why you can't use him at all. I mean, Witten
totally,
is good.
Totally agree with
and
you.
And there's one other guy we did not mention, and I probably should have, and that's Ebron today against Minnesota. Now, I know Minnesota is good against the tight end, but he might have a little bit more chance of, like, red zone opportunities if that's the way the game flow goes. I like these for today. I like these under the radar type guys like Riddick, Ebron, and Bolden, because these guys can get you two TDs and really separate the field for you in the GPP. I love those three guys today. Not to
Yeah.
go back to Thursday.
Yeah, I know we did, but yeah, no, I agree with you on Jimmy Graham. You know, what's his name? Eifert. I go back to this game because they've got nobody to go to here. And Eifert's, you know, he targets Eifert a lot. I don't know if I could pull the trigger on that, but
I
just
can't.
sheer volume. I mean, let me put it this way. Eifert for a GPP play, not cash,
I
because
think
he
if I
does
was
have
going to
upside,
hit,
you
I
know?
think if I was going to target anyone from that Cincinnati offense as far as a receiver goes, it might be the rookie Boyd. I
Yeah.
might might target him if anything. It seems like Dalton was going to him more and more after those injuries. And I just don't think Brandon LaFell is that good. So I don't think I can't play him. And as far as Eifert goes, I think Baltimore will look to take him away. Take him
Yeah.
away. They'll bracket him. You
No,
know,
you're
there's
right.
nobody on that Cincinnati offense that scares me. And Baltimore's defense is pretty good, by the way.
That's true. No, they are. They are. My number one tight end, though, for cash this weekend is Antonio Gates by far.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got nine targets the last. Wait, 10, 10 targets, nine. He scored 14 and a half, 16, 11 and a half.
Old
Cash
man Gates.
games. Cash games,
Yeah.
Gates. Cash games,
Yeah,
Gates.
absolutely.
You
Graham
know,
GPP. Graham
what's that?
GPP. But you could use him in cash too. I have no issues.
Yeah.
But I like Gates a lot.
And also for a low value, a low punt play for GPPs this weekend, Will Tye on the Giants. Manning's been looking at him. He's been giving him between, let's see, six and nine targets a week. So, and he's, I think he scored a touch. Yeah, he scored a touchdown last weekend. So that's who I like. And we'll just touch on let's touch on defenses.
Okay, well, I got four defenses. I'm not sure where I'm going yet. Denver is always in play for me. My favorite defense might be Baltimore this week because Cincinnati, like we said, has nothing. They're only 4,500. They're priced way too low. Giants, you can always count on Cleveland to throw some interceptions and get sacks and turn the ball over. So I don't mind them. They're probably going to be very popular today on Sunday. My sneaky defense is New Orleans. New Orleans, I like a lot. At 4,300 against the Rams. Rams are starting a rookie quarterback. I have no problem rolling them in cash or tournaments. I don't think you need to go that low on that defense. But here's the interesting thing. Their number one draft pick, he's a linebacker. I can't remember his name right now. He came back about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And surprisingly, New Orleans has been extremely stout against the run. People think New Orleans, you could run on them, and up before he got back, you could. Now, as of late, you don't run on New Orleans. I could see with the Rams with a rookie quarterback, having their running game shut down, picks, sacks, the whole nine yards. And he didn't really look good last week. And New Orleans is getting healthy. I really think New Orleans will be a sneaky defense.
My number one defense is New England. Fitzpatrick's back, quarterback. And no. Here's my logic. Game theory. They're
I
going to
agree.
be
I'm laughing.
the
That's
Jets are
why
going to
I
be chasing the whole game. Fitz is going to be, throwing that ball 40 to 50 times. My expectation, and I'll guarantee he has two, at least two interceptions.
How
So
many times do
I,
you think he gets sacked?
he might not get sacked more than twice. But I think they're going to pressure him, and I think he's going to throw some interceptions. He's been he's
I think we see Petty in this game. Let's
only
put
no
it
the
that
only
way.
reason they you know, I get the only reason you this is the last week you're going to see Fitz. The only reason why they didn't use Petty, they didn't want to put the kid against New England. That's the only reason that Fitzpatrick's playing this game. You know,
You know
but
what? I think the Jets are a mess. I think they're a
oof,
mess. I would
oof.
put them in. You want to see what you got. You got two very young quarterbacks. I think you want to see what you got. This season for the Jets is flushed down the toilet already.
Yeah,
So
well,
why not see what you got?
I'm a Jet fan, and I think they should tank every game. so they get a decent pick.
And then watch you guys draft another quarterback in the first
round. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Well, they took O'Brien instead of Marino. That was a good move.
Yeah. Set that franchise back a minute.
Oh, God. Oh, the terrible, terrible. But not for nothing. At the time, if you looked at that, you know, I don't know if you remember that. That was a long time
ago. I do.
Okay. O'Brien was a better quarterback in college, believe it or not.
Yeah.
He was a better quarterback. Yeah. All right. Anyway, yeah. You want to throw one or two stats out and then we'll wrap it up?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I got to put it in there. I've called them out on every position. Manning, Beckham, Jennings, tie. Manning, Beckham, Jennings, Giants defense. Manning, anybody on the Giants against Cleveland. That'll be a good stack. The other snack, the sneaky stack, is Russell Wilson, Jimmy Graham, Doug Baldwin. I like those. I like that stack a lot. And you can't go wrong with David Johnson, Carson Palmer as a two man.
There you go. Well, you took my number one stack away, Russell Wilson.
Which one was that?
The Wilson stack. That exactly. Oh, Baldwin Graham. Yeah. That was my stack.
That's my GPP this week, I believe. I think I'm going to do that. I think you'll get that very low owned.
Yeah. My other stack, and I didn't even mention his name this today, but I kept it for this. The end. My number two stack for the weekend is Breeze, Cooks, Fleener at home. Take that one.
Fleener's a different type of tight end at home. For some
That's
reason,
right.
they target him at home.
That's right.
I was looking at that. It's funny that you mentioned that. I was looking at that because in my season-long league, I was trying to decide whether I'm going to put Fleener in or not. And I noticed he has like a 15 to 20-point difference from home and away most weeks. So he's definitely an interesting player.
Yep. All right. Well, Evan, thanks a lot for coming on Thanksgiving Day. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a very profitable weekend. And we'll be back with you for week 13. You want to say anything, Evan? We close?
Well, I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the time. Enjoy the turkey. Enjoy friends and family. Enjoy the day. Just enjoy the day.
Right. All right. Well, again, this is Ian and Evan at FantasySportsUS.com, and we will see you next week. Thank you.